Podcasting from their dining room table in Long Beach, California, it's the Stonebirds with Dave Stone and Katie Strandberg. Get it? Advice and encouragement from two goofballs who can barely run their own lives. Call now at 562-548-2012 to be a part of the show. Now welcome the Stonebirds.
Yeah.
They should call this one "My Ex-Wife Is Better." This is called "My Girlfriend's Better." My ex-wife, my third wife is better. That doesn't have a ring to it.
I thought you've been married three times?
I've been married three times. Strike three, you're out.
Were you the one that ended it?
It was an assortment of calamities.
What
contributed kind of to my marital downfall.
What kind of calamities, Cecil?
Oh, where to begin?
Oh, wow.
Where to begin?
Oh, boy.
Substance abuse, exotic pets.
What?
Infidelity.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Was that all your fault?
According to them.
Oh, no.
According to them, it was all Cecil's fault. Cecil ain't worth a shit. Depends on who you ask.
Ooh.
We had to get to local judicial officials involved.
Okay.
Alimony. My second wife, I paid child support for 12 years. We never even had a child. Yeah, she had a good attorney, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, you could have just stopped, I guess. I'm assuming you could have just
stopped what?
The alimony for the child you don't have?
Yeah, too little, too late. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
See, so what did you put in the fridge? Because you just opened it, and it smells like death.
Yeah, something's rotten in there.
Why don't you take it out?
I'm afraid to look closer.
Cecil, I'll take it from
here. Oh, boy.
Cecil. Just,
always an American treasure, Bill. Always an American treasure.
How about to play it out the fridge?
All right, thanks, Cecil. Anyway. What's up, Boo?
Hi, Boo.
How are you?
Boo, I am surviving the apocalypse of kidney stones.
Boo got some kidney stones.
Dude.
What's going on?
I have made fun of you for years over your kidney stones. And this is karma. This is karma for all of the times that I made fun of you for your kidney stones, because you would...
Why would you make fun of me? How's that funny?
Because I was just...
Ha-ha.
Yeah, you're in extreme pain, idiot.
It's the worst pain I've ever... the first time... I've had them... we've talked about that a little bit on this show, but I think I've had kidney stones about five times. And the very first time, I literally thought I was dying. I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was having kidney failure. I knew, you know, somewhere something to do with my kidneys or...
Yeah.
Somewhere on my insides. But I literally thought I was dying.
When was your first kidney
first
stone?
First one was probably, I'd say, like 2006.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just came out of nowhere. And I just remember laying on the bathroom floor. And my girlfriend at the time, I was like, I think I'm dying. I don't know what's going on.
Did she make fun of you?
She drove me to the ER. And en route to the ER, I puked out the window of the car. Like, it was so much pain. Have you ever vomited from pain?
Yes.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Your body is just shutting down in a way where death is coming. Sure.
Yeah.
Who hasn't vomited from pain? That's my question. Who amongst us hasn't vomited all over from pain? What's wrong?
Can we turn that fan off?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, boy. It's just hot.
Yeah, it is warm.
You're getting all deserty in here. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know.
I like it hot.
I know. But you also run hot.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like double the heat, double the fun, am I right? I've been with my dad a lot.
I was years ago when we were living in Silver Lake, I remember. I was running errands, and I went to that Whole Foods 365 right there on Glendale Boulevard.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I was in my car running errands, and I ran into a comic. I forgot who it was. Somebody I knew, I ran into him at the store, and I was sweating. And they were like, oh, are you out working on your cardio? And I was like, oh, no, I drove here. This is just how I am. I'm just wet most of the year.
You're damp. Damp is the boo. Boo likes to be damp.
Yep. Anyway, kidney stones, boo.
I know.
You've been in terrible pain.
I know.
For how long? This has been going on way too long.
It's like a, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Chinese, is it Japanese or Chinese water torture? Where it's like a slow drip, 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 drip.
Yeah, I think it's Chinese. Although I don't know if that's a real thing. I don't know if that's racist term.
No, I don't think it is. Okay. I think it is a real thing. Because I don't know, though, because I'm very...
Are you Chinese or are you Japanese? I'm from Laos, landlocked country in Southeast Asia. So, are you Chinese or are you Japanese?
Oh, man, King of the Hill. Always classic, uh-huh. Boo.
Yep.
All right.
So you feel like it's Chinese water torture?
Because it's just kind of there, and then it'll disappear. It's like the inside of my body is gaslighting me. Like, hey, extreme pain here for 5, 4, 3, 2. And then it's like, just kidding, you're crazy.
Do you know what that is? If it's an actual kidney stone, do you know why that pain is coming and going?
Because it hates me and wants me to die.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
thank
hey
you,
buddy.
Truman.
Truman.
He agrees with me.
Truman's making an appearance today. If that really is what's going on, if you have a kidney stone, it's literally the jagged calcium deposits are literally carving a pathway through your kidney tissue and into your bladder. Like it's literally bush hogging through your kidneys.
Well, how do I make it go faster? Here's the thing. I've been chugging olive oil
mm-hmm.
because that's what? The thing. Yeah.
Internet. Chugging olive oil.
Yeah, you're supposed to. I've been drinking everything. Anything the internet has told me to drink, I've been drinking
the
it.
The thought of just turning up a bottle of olive oil. Oh, God.
It's not bad with lemon.
If how much have you, what do you mean chugging?
It says to take a glass of olive oil and drink it. And that's what I did.
You drank a glass? First of all, do you know how many calories that is?
I'm sure a lot, but it's supposed to ooze, like lubricate.
Drank a glass of olive oil.
Yes, in a water bottle, like a small water bottle, not a big water bottle, a little water bottle with some lemon. It wasn't bad.
Olive oil.
Olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin.
Not diluted?
No. They said to drink olive oil.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of that. I hope I'm wrong. That just does not sound right.
Yeah. And then I also drank an entire bottle of lemon juice straight up. Then I juiced asparagus, chugged that down. I also have just
juiced
been,
it or blended it?
No, I juiced it.
Okay.
Which didn't make too much juice.
Oh, asparagus juice.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think I'd rather drink olive oil. Now, you've done all this crazy shit, but you've yet to do my remedy that has worked for me 3 or 4 times.
Okay, but the internet says that your remedy is full of shit.
Well, I'm living proof.
Stuff.
It's worked.
Sorry.
For me.
I'm trying to work on my mouth.
Yeah, clean it up. Clean it up, Missy. I can't believe you drink a, like when you say a bottle, like a 16-ounce bottle?
Like a little, like this.
Well, that's great podcasting, by the way. No one can see what you're doing. She's holding her hands about 8 inches apart, mimicking what would be about a 16-ounce bottle.
Like a little, okay, here's the thing. It wasn't all 16 ounces. Mm-hmm. It was probably like 8 ounces.
I think you just ingested 9,000 calories of olive oil.
And then lemon juice, and I just downed it. No, olive oil is very good for you.
Well, I know that.
It's very good. It's supposed to help you.
In certain quantities.
Yeah, but it's supposed to lubricate the are you understanding the why I did it?
Yeah, you're painting quite a picture.
Good.
I get
it. It's supposed to lubricate the stones, and then it goes through easier.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, then I've been on to, I got a big thing of pomegranate juice, drank that. I did watermelon juice. I did, you know what else I did?
There's no telling.
Salt water.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was good. I just felt like it might be. I didn't read that anywhere.
What?
I kind of made that up.
What?
Because think, salt, water goes together. Maybe the rocks of the salt. It's that the salt shaker that you twist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rock salt.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Uh-huh.
I'm just really taking this seriously.
For those who don't know, my asparagus remedy, not mine, I didn't create it, but when I had kidney stones, I think the second time, my dad actually, I remember, this was the second time, I'm just laying in my apartment, like on the ground, just in the floor, just in horrible pain, and my dad, my girlfriend was talking to my dad on the phone, and he's like, well, I found this remedy. This asparagus remedy, and he printed it off and drove it over to me.
And
I think he even got the stuff. But basically, it was like 3 or 4 cans of asparagus blended up, not juiced, but blended, so you get all the fiber and everything. It said within 1 hour, you're supposed to drink like 3 or 4 cans of pureed asparagus, 1 gallon of distilled water, and 2 liters of soda, of like a cola, whether it be diet or regular or whatever. And I chugged all that. That was like some Fear Factor shit.
Yeah, that's...
Like I was almost vomiting just from consuming that much stuff in an hour.
Yeah.
And then they wanted you to jump up and down a little bit to kind of loosen it up. But it worked. Like the first time I had them, it took like 36 hours to pass with no assistance.
Okay.
But the second and third time I did that remedy, and I passed it like within 2 hours both times. It just kind of tidal waves it out of you.
Wow. And you pee it out.
Yeah.
Oh, for a man, that's hard.
Yeah.
Because your penis.
Yeah, but yeah, my penis. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm clear. Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina. There was another, in this, he bought it. He was like a PDF he had to download. The asparagus remedy was just one of a few remedies. There was another remedy, and I never tried this, but this is totally true. It was called the watermelon remedy.
Ooh.
Where you were supposed to, Charlie, take
Come
it easy.
Come on, buddy.
You're supposed to sit in a warm bath and eat as much watermelon as you could physically hold. And then they encourage you. They were talking about, like, once you really get going with a watermelon, you're going to have to pee so much that they were like, just pee in the tub. Just stay in the tub.
Oh, I pee in every tub I'm ever in. Oh no, was that something I wasn't supposed to share?
No, I mean, I pee in the shower. I've never peed in a bath.
I pee in every single bathtub I've ever been in. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, everyone pees in the bathtub.
When you take a bath.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not.
You're sitting in your own pee.
No, it's urine is very healthy for you,
uh-huh.
First of all.
Here we
and
go.
It's
Lay it on me. Justify this terrible behavior.
First of all, it's not a lot of pee. Uh-huh. It's not like I'm a monster. I'll just kind of pee because it'll be hot water and a little bit will come out. And I'll just be like, okay, no big deal. Let's just keep on going, Katie. Come on. It's fine. I'm not going to waste water. I don't want to leave a big old footprint or whatever. What's that called?
Mm-hmm.
Green.
That's why you're doing it. You're a psychopath. Are you serious? You just sit in a pool, tepid pool of your own urine?
Listen, I think you're thinking of it as a giant toilet bowl, right? And I'm just sitting in my piss.
No, toilet bowl actually flushes down and leaves. This is worse.
Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying.
Just a urine sauna.
You ask any woman. You ask any woman. If ladies, am I right? I am not alone here. I know I'm not alone. Much like my codependency, I know there is a weirdo out there that pees in every single bathtub. It just happens. You're in the bathtub. You're not going to get out. You're all soapy. What, am I going to waddle over to the bathroom toilet?
You hold it until you get out, or you pee before.
But you're so relaxed, and you're in it, and you're just like, it's
but
fine.
Then you're sitting in urine.
Well, hello, I'm not disgusting. I rinse off after.
This changes everything.
And that was the day Katie was left. It was bound to happen.
Well, my watermelon story kind of loses its edge now when you're like, oh, yeah, big deal. No, but they wanted you
Have
just
you ever
sit
peed in a hot tub?
Not that I know.
Really?
No, because I'm considerate. First of all, I've never owned a hot tub, so any hot tub I've ever been in has been someone else's, so I'm not just going to piss all over someone's
okay.
hot tub.
All right. Have you ever peed in a pool? How's that?
Probably when I was a kid on accident.
When you're in it. Yeah, so it's the same thing.
It's not. Because I said when I was a kid, an accident, not grown woman and willingly.
Listen, I am okay with my body, okay? I am okay with what comes out, what comes in. Mm. Listen, all's great in the Katie world. I don't pee a lot. It's not, I think you're not understanding what I'm saying. I pee before I get into the bathtub, okay? So if I'm in the bathtub and I'm enjoying myself with the bubbles and the Epsom salt, and all of a sudden a little pee comes out, I'm not going to ruin the mood and get up and pee.
What do you mean a little pee comes out? Like, you're not on a roller coaster.
Well, you know
you're
what?
You're not skydiving. You're sitting in a tub. You can't clamp it down for 10 minutes?
No. If I have to go, I have to go. I mean, that could be a problem. I don't know.
I'm afraid to ask about other things.
Oh, no. There's nothing else to ask.
You're a maniac.
I'm not normal. That's for sure. But I'm not alone in this. I know there are all of you out there that do this. And don't be shy. Don't let Dave Stone shame you. Hey, bathtub peers of America, of the world, let's gather together and just say, piss it.
You're chugging olive oil, pissing in the tub. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's been a weird summer.
In all seriousness, how are you doing? How long has this been going on, the kidney stones? It's been several days, right?
Yeah, it's been about 4 days.
Jeez.
But yesterday, it was so bad. I mean, it was... I just keep waiting for this beautiful stone to come out. Also, question, are kidney stones kind of like crystals that you could buy? Like, do you think they have energy? Like, maybe when I pass my kidney stone, I should keep it.
Yeah, make a necklace.
Like, look what I did, everybody.
Make little earrings.
Don't talk to the creepy girl that holds her kidney stone. Oh, man, you're marrying me, dude. Mm. I don't have a choice. I'm me. But you, guys, he's leaving. Mm. He's walking out the door and... Boo, I'm kidding. I don't pee in the bathtub. That's disgusting.
Good Lord.
This is the Stonebergs.
Yeah, welcome to the Stonebergs. Good Lord.
God, sorry we're not all Mr. Clean over here. I don't pee in hot tubs.
Yeah, look at pretentious Dave. He doesn't sit in his own waste. He thinks he's better than everyone.
But you pee in the shower.
Shower goes down the drain.
That's just the same thing.
Negative.
Mister.
No,
yes,
I'm not sitting in
backsplash.
It.
Backsplash. No. That's almost worse.
No, I got my technique
backsplash.
Down.
No. You don't know. You don't know.
I do know.
Oh.
Yeah. I do know. But you've had a rough week. You got kidney stones. You almost choked to death on a piece of steak.
Oh, we're going
to
go there. Come on. That's like a weekly occurrence.
Boo.
Right?
I find it disturbing that... We've only known each other for a few years, and more than once I've had to smack you on the back to dislodge a piece of meat that is caught in your throat. You gotta chew your food, boo.
Okay, so you know I'm a fast eater, and as a fast eater, I just, you know, I enjoy the delicious food you prepare, and so I'm on your side here. I'm like, hey, Dave Stone, Chef of the Year, let me get this amazingness in my mouth and chew it up. And sometimes I just go too fast.
But you really were choking. You scared the shit out of me. Like, I was really, it went from, it's crazy when something like that happens, how quick the mood turns from, you know, we're
that
eating and
true.
Having fun to like, oh shit, my fiance's dying in front of my eyes.
Well, I'm not a sit and eater. Like, I'm not a sit at a table eater, you know, like the rest of people. Yeah. I like to hover over my food at a counter, perhaps. Or maybe, hey, is this a pillow that I could use as a placemat? Yeah, I can. And I could put it on my lap while I'm eating and watching Sopranos. Perfect.
What have I always said that one of my goals for this relationship?
We're going to live in love.
Mm-hmm. That.
Always.
But also.
Family first. Breakfast first.
I feel like one of my objectives, even more so now that we're on the verge of getting married,
is... On the verge. It's like you're walking the plank. Excuse me.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it now.
Can't get the deposit back.
I just don't want you to die a stupid death, Boo.
Oh, you say that, but you know it's going to happen.
Boo, you got to chew your food. You were literally choking, Boo Boo.
Okay, so it was that point of choke. I think you took it too seriously because it was at choke. It was at, like, okay, it wasn't at red light choke. It wasn't, we weren't at level red. Mm-hmm. We were at level dark green. So there's dark green level, which is like, okay, we should probably be nervous. There's hot yellow, which is, uh-oh, Katie's about to die. And then red is death. I wasn't even near red.
So wait, which one is it where you're losing oxygen and you've got panic in your eyes?
That's daily.
Uh-huh.
But I'd say that's a deep green, maybe I'd say a little bit of yellow.
It was
a yellow.
And this is weird. This is probably the third time this has happened.
I'm sorry.
And it is a weird sensation. Not only am I like in the moment panicking because I'm watching the life leave your body.
Sure.
But then on three different occasions, I've had to physically strike you very hard.
Dave hits me, everybody, in the back.
Like I gave you a wallop.
It was a wallop. Mm-hmm. It was a wallop, and it hurt. But you know what? I don't know what it was, but with that wallop, boom, meat went down. It was great. So I don't know. Oh, hi, Harvey.
What's up?
Everyone's just here. Harvey's on the table,
Harvey,
guys.
Come on, bud.
Okay.
Come on. Bam.
He's so big.
Charlie's
on the case.
Get him
okay.
out of here.
Harvey, come on. It's okay. Let's just go ahead and ding, ding, ding. Uh-oh. Here it is. Okay.
Whew. You're like my buddy Gilbert.
Gilby.
Gilbert, who I love. Great friend. Great dude. Absolute maniac when it comes to eating. Like, this dude eats like he's spent his whole life in prison.
Yeah.
Like, he eats so... I'm not exaggerating. I'm no hyperbole, no exaggeration. Multiple times I've seen Gilbert, he will eat so fast that he starts to choke, but he's so used to it now that he doesn't panic.
Oh.
And he does this thing where he will grab his own throat and like squeeze his own throat and like manipulate his throat and squeeze the food manually. Externally
smart.
Push the food down.
Smart.
That is smart.
You're like, let me get this technique.
Yeah.
I've literally seen him. He grabs his own throat, kind of like he's choking himself, and he will manually like squeeze his throat in a weird way to where he's like from the outside pushing the food down his throat.
Wow.
And I'm like, so many times, I'm like, buddy, what the hell are you doing? He's like, I know. It's just how I do it.
I get it. I love Gilbert. Oh, yeah. Gilbert. He came over at Silver Lake apartment, right?
Uh-huh.
And I ordered pie.
Oh, yeah.
And it was rotten.
Yeah, that's what you get for ordering delivered pie.
Delivered pie. That was my thing for like a few months. Okay, a year.
Shout out to the Astro Diner for serving moldy pie.
Moldy pie. Oh, don't do banana cream pie to go, guys. It's just...
Well, Boo. I'm worried about you, Boo.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have every right to be. But I got to tell you, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like a cat. I'm on life 7. I got 2 left. No, I should be dead for sure. But I'm a survivor, man, like Destiny's Child says. Did you know that was my first concert?
No.
Destiny's Child.
Really?
The smash hit band, the girl band with Beyonce. Yeah.
What were the other girls' names? I forgot.
I forget, too.
Was she sisters with any of those?
With any of the
any,
people.
Any of those. Is that the right terminology? Any of those? Any of those people? Any of those women?
I think one of them was her sister, right?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Where did you see that concert?
Oh, it was at, it was like in Irvine at like Kiss FM.
Oh, okay.
It was like one of those Kiss FM concerts, and like Shaggy was there, and
was
a couple.
Rick D's hosting
it? Yeah, it was like a really cool thing. It might have been Ryan Seacrest, but it was like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
I got sunburned. I'm such an old woman.
You've been to some weird shows. What's that show you went to at the Greek that I thought, like, I was surprised? Didn't you go to a Snoop Dogg show? Or?
Oh, yes, on 420. I went to Snoop Dogg, and I thought I was so
who
cool.
Else? There was somebody else there. Was it Sublime or?
No, Snoop Dogg and
it was Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
It was, yeah. It was definitely.
Slightly stupid.
Sure. Something different. I had taken a marijuana, a cookie that was made of marijuana.
Yeah.
And I ate it. And I decided during the show that I was dying and I had to exit. Mm-hmm. And the only way to go was to ghost everybody and run down the street until I got to my house, which was 5 miles away. That's right, running down the street.
Never a dull moment.
Nope. Sometimes you gotta go home. You just gotta go home. And if you have to run, that's okay.
So how are you feeling today with the kidney stones?
Doing good.
Yeah?
Doing good. Feeling better because I'm hydrating, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm hydrating. I'm holding up my water bottle
they
today.
They can't see that. They can't see that.
Keep holding up stuff.
That's all right. I'll do a little play-by-play if you need.
But, Boo, enough about my insides. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Really? You're a little bachelor pad over here now.
Yeah. By the way, you've been gone. You doubled back today to record, but you've been gone. This is like day six that you've been away, so you stopped by today, so that's good to see you. Actually, I saw you yesterday. I went over to your dad's house.
Yeah.
That's where you've been.
With Papa D.
We've talked about that before. About every 6 to 8 weeks, young Jack has to leave and go back and see his family.
Yeah,
up in Washington State, and then Granddad is by himself. So Katie steps in.
I sure do.
But how's that going?
It's amazing because this week I got a visitor. An angel from God came in the form of Liz Bowler, my Lizzie B. Oh, my sister from another mister decided to come in and help me because she could tell in my voice that I was on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and boom, she's there.
So she just surprised you.
Yeah,
she just came in.
She just came in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and she's been helping with my dad. My dad and her get along really well.
Really?
Which is, she's just such a trooper. She's like, oh, I love hearing his stories. And I'm like, that's such a nice way of saying he never shuts up. And my dad has an audience all the time because Liz is a really great listener. Uh-huh. Like, she actually listens
she's
to him.
Patient.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, because he'll just talk and I'll be like, shut up. Yeah. And then he'll scream, shut up at me. And then I'll say, turn on Swamp People.
Yeah.
He doesn't like Swamp People.
I try to listen to your dad. He's hard to follow sometimes. Hard to understand.
Sometimes.
his train of thought.
No. It's you know what? It is a roller coaster ride. Mm-hmm. It is. That you just have to either strap on with a helmet or just get out. Mm-hmm. You can't half-ass it, Boo. Yeah. You just can't half-ass it. But yeah, you made the greatest chicken tortilla soup.
Yeah.
Ever.
Made some chicken tortilla soup, brought it over last night. We all had a nice little family dinner.
It was so cute.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was so cute. And then I had a kidney stone. Mm. And then you had to go. I was like, thanks for coming. And then Dad and Liz were so tired, they were sleeping.
So you're moaning with kidney stones. And then I go to tell Liz and your dad goodbye. They're both conked out. And I was just like, well, all right, I'm going to.
Way to party.
Irish goodbye this.
Listen, it's getting close to my bedtime right now. It's almost 5 p.m.
Yeah.
It's getting late. Get in late, but it's going good. It's going good. It's cute because Jack has become quite the farmer.
Yeah.
He's planted all these amazing orchard trees in the back of my dad's house. And he's into exotic fruits too. Yeah. There's like dragon fruit and passion fruit and guavas.
What's that other one?
Cherimoya. He found a
cherimoya
tree. Mm-hmm. And so he has two cherimoya trees. And so Jack has been asking me to take pictures.
Yeah, he wants
of
to check
certain
in.
Trees yeah. just to see how they're doing.
Yeah.
And that was the cutest request I've ever gotten. And
I love
I'm
that.
happy to be there to help.
I love that he's a teenage boy and his hobby is agriculture.
Yeah, and he's really good at it.
Yeah.
And he's like fixing the sprinklers up in Washington for his dad, I guess. Yeah, he's working on their agricultural thing up there. So yeah.
That's great.
He's so sweet. So yeah, it's good. It's good that I'm close by. That's a Harvey voice, guys. That was my attempt at a Harvey voice.
Well, other big news in the Katie universe this week. You got a gig.
Guys, I'm back teaching silver sneakers.
That's right.
That's
Explain
for
to us
active
what that is.
Older adults over 55.
When you first started, what, about 3 or 4 years ago,
yes.
Getting into personal training,
mm-hmm.
I called it. I said, you were trying to figure out, you know, do I go to work for a gym? Do I start my own business? Whatever. Yeah. And I said, you need to teach senior citizens.
I love. Well, they're my people.
That just seems like such a good fit. Yeah. So now you're with YMCA.
YMCA. Silver Sneakers, it's like through YMCA. Uh-huh. So you can, I'm kind of like a contractor.
Okay.
That comes
and
in.
And you kind of float around to multiple branches.
Yes.
And you had your first class the other day.
Yep, so I sure did.
Walk us through that.
Okay, so my new boss asked, oh, can you sub? Now, there wasn't much communication with my new boss and old boss, I don't think, because I got the job, and then I went to, like, one training or two trainings.
This was about a year ago.
About, right, yeah, before right COVID. Uh-huh. And honestly, I only did, like, the computer modules. It's like, when somebody's choking, you know, make them not die.
Slap them on the back.
And then shame them on a podcast. No, but, and then it was just kind of loosey-goosey. I had never taught a class with Silver Sneakers. Mm-hmm. So my new boss was like, hey, you know, would you mind subbing a class, blah, blah, blah. And it was perfect because it was in Fullerton, which is near my dad's house in Orange County. I said, yes. Okay, here's the thing. Haven't really done it before, but I just watched all the Silver Sneakers online. I was like, I could do this. This is easy as
you
hell.
You haven't taught seniors, but you've instructed full classes before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some other places.
Yes, I've taught classes before, but I have never a Silver Sneakers class. This was my first. So going in, I was a little nervous. Mm-hmm. I was feeling the nerves, feeling the jitteries. Mm-hmm. But a woman who I love always, and her name is Lois. And Lois and I are soul sisters, and we've already decided to be best friends. And I want to be a part of her bridge group. But she comes in, and she's like, just be yourself. Do what you do. And then sat in her chair. And I was like, you know what, Lois? You're right.
So she was a student in the class?
She was. Okay. So I thought it was going to be like five,
is
maybe 10.
Is that the right
word,
students? Do you have students?
It would be, clients or students. You could say clients, but.
Student sounds like there's books involved.
Yeah, there's no books.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
But
so
your body
should
book, am I wrong?
A member of the class.
Yeah, Lois. There was two Loises. There's Lois in the blue, Lois in the gray.
So how many women total? Are they all women, or did you have some
old dudes? There's a couple husbands there.
Okay.
A couple husbands with their wives.
Now, do they enforce, like, if a 35-year-old tried to sneak in, would they boot them out?
Yeah, you're not allowed to. No, no, no,
so
no, no.
Strictly seniors.
55 or older. Okay. Get out of here, youths. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't need you.
Yeah. That's not your demo.
Nope. Not my people.
No.
I need up. I need you to not hear me. I need you to just kind of see me and mimic me. That's all. Mm-hmm. Anyway, get up there feeling good about myself. And guess what? The class was full. 40 people.
40 people.
40.
All eyes on you.
Beautiful silver-headed foxes just coming in. Holy crap. So I was a little nervous, but then I was like, you know what, Katie? Just go talk to them. Mm-hmm. You're not, you know, this isn't a show. You're not like waiting in the wings to like awe them. So I just started meeting everybody, and man, did I learn a lot. Like, you know, Priscilla has a really bad knee. What I love about elderly people is that they will tell you their ailments.
Oh, yeah.
And it will be specific. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I've had most of these ailments as well. So it was just like, we're just shooting the crap. See, I didn't say the S word.
Yeah.
That was, listen to me. So I started, and it was almost like a bad stand-up set where you're like, okay, everybody. But then something changed, Boo, because in my playlist, Flashdance started playing.
Oh, so you get to, did you curate your own playlist?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And so I was like, who's seen Flashdance? And people raised their hand. Mm-hmm. And I said, we don't sit for Flashdance. Everybody up. And then I made them all do like freestyle dancing.
So what do you mean? Were they sitting beforehand?
Yeah, it's a seat. Well, sometimes you can, it's a seated and they stand behind their chair doing.
Oh, so everybody's got a chair.
Yeah, everyone has a chair.
Okay.
Yeah. So everyone got up and once that Flashdance song went, I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I just went with the music.
Yeah.
I went with the vibes. And then everybody just started dancing. And I said, don't think about it. Fitness is fun.
Don't think
and we
about
just
it. Follow your instincts.
Yeah, dance.
Don't think about it.
I made them do that chicken. I mean, well, it was all arm exercises, uh-huh. but it did look like silly dances. So
do you incorporate, is the chair part of the workout?
Yes.
Or is it just there in case they get tired?
It's there. I do incorporate the chair, but uh-huh. it's not like we're doing tricep dips due uh-huh. to, you know, that's a hard move for anybody, but especially the elderly, yeah. uh-huh. active older seniors.
So what are some exercises that they would do with the chair?
Okay, so with the chair, if you're sitting and you brace yourself, we have some equipment. But uh-huh. So what we did was we would take, I was about to say bungee. Mm-hmm. What is it? A resistance band. Mm-hmm. It's tied around the chair, and we would do sit-ups. We would pull... Okay. The resistance band sit-ups. Okay. Hey, guess what else we did?
What's that?
Talk about improv training. We would get our weights. We would hold the weights straight out, and we would drive our car. Right. Oh, hey.
Steer the bus.
Are we going to go uh-huh. visit our grandparents?
Not theirs, because nope, they're long dead.
But, you know, uh-huh. and then, hey, let's go the other way, because Google Maps mm-hmm. is a real pain.
You know what you should do when you're doing that exercise? You should encourage them to use their blinker.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I told them all to throw away their licenses, you old bags of skin, because you don't need to be on the road.
That would be funny if you, like, kind of subtly age-shamed them. Oh, man. But it went good?
It went so good. And afterwards, I was a little nervous because, you know, I just went to the door. Because I remember when I first went to Barry's Boot Camp, mm-hmm. the smash hit gym that made me fall in love with fitness, the cool instructor that was, you know, "Hi, I'm Ingrid, and I have arms of steel," would stand at the door and would look at everybody and be like, "Good job," but, like, really meant it. And you felt like, oh, my God, Ingrid, like, thought I did a good job.
Like, after the class?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, during the class she'd block the exits.
No. And really, yeah. Well, they kind of do that, too. You're not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Or bring your phones, which the dumbest rule ever.
So anyway, post show, you were at the merch table greeting people.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I felt like a pastor at yeah. the, like, trying to, like, yeah. oh, good job.
I do that at my show sometimes. Yeah. Like, I'll stand, you know, in the back and, like, you know, greet people as they leave.
And this one woman comes up to me. She's like, "Are you married?" And I said, "Yes, I'm about to be. And I'm mm-hmm. so excited." And she was like, "Oh, I have a son."
Oh,
and I was like,
"That's adorable.
You're adorable.
She wanted to
set me up." Boo! You better
back off.
Lock this down.
Back off, Blanche.
Listen, how dare you? That was Priscilla.
Priscilla.
Who? Oh, you know, age is all in the mind, Boo. That's mm-hmm. what me and Priscilla were talking yeah. about. Oh, and then I did your joke in the middle of the class.
Which one?
So Lois had to go to the bathroom. Uh-huh. So when she came back in, I said, "Lois, number one or two?" And she goes, "Always number one." And I was
always
like, okay.
I'm a lady. I never number two. I haven't number two'd since 1974.
And Lois left and she said, "They liked you. Mm-hmm. That you did good. You'll be back." And I was like, I'm in with Lois. It was like being a part of the mob, you know? Like, I felt like she was mm-hmm. like the godfather.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
A lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, I'm loving it.
So you're kind of a floating temp right now, but then what, September you're going to start teaching
regularly?
Yeah,
I have my own classes in Bassett Park, everybody. So if you're 55 and older in the Bassett Park area, you're welcome. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to be your teacher. I'm like Michelle Pfeiffer, except minus the leather jacket and the whole movie.
What?
The Dangerous Minds. Didn't you ever see
that? Yeah, what's that got to do?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I just started it.
You got some troubled youth that sneak in the class and need some guidance?
What, it's some troubled seniors, maybe. It's just going to be the exact same thing. Oh. And then I'm going to, you know, make them learn about Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan.
Why Bob
When Dylan? I go to my head. Oh, wait.
Oh, is that? I never seen the movie.
You've never seen the movie?
No.
When I go to my grave, my head will be high. Head will be high. What does that mean? You don't know what this means? Oh, my gosh.
I know the reference to the movie, but I've never seen the movie.
Well, it's a doozy. Uh-huh. Oh, talk about some real just tough stuff.
That'd be funny if in your classes you had, like, detention. Like
Lois in the corner.
Like, they need to stay after class for some extra training because they were goofing off.
But it was so, you know what was actually really great as well? they said, oh, this was such a lot of the peeps leaving said, hey, that was a re- I actually worked out. I actually got a workout. That was good because Silver Sneakers is kind of just like, hey, sit in your chair and move your legs, you know, and do toe taps. But it was like, no, I kept getting them up and down and just distracting them by doing exercises. And it felt good to actually treat them like, oh, yeah, no, you're a person. Yeah. Yes, you're older, but you gotta get these muscles maintained and you just keep going. You just keep going. Now I have an accent. I don't know what accent this is. Oh, this is Captain Moogle. I've been with my dad a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been really great.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 And my boss asked me what size shirt I am, and I said, a men's large because I have a long torso up top. And he gave me a high five, and I knew we were going to be friends.
Things are working out.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Long torso people, we have a tough time with shirts, so... Yeah, but it was really fun.
I have a wide torso.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Well, that's great, Boo. Seriously, that's awesome.
Thank you, Boo-Boo.
I can't think of a better gig for you other than podcasting and stand-up comedy, but like
thank you. Just, yeah. No, it's fun.
That is tailor-made for you
it's
to
just
teach
neat.
Seniors fitness.
Well, and I feel really grateful because this past year, like COVID, obviously, world shut down, sucked. But my self-esteem was so in the crapper regarding fitness. Mm-hmm. And
what do you mean?
I just didn't. It's funny. As a trainer, you're like, I don't know. I knew how to do all the moves, but the moves. No, but I, you know, you're still training. You're still trying to get better yourself. It's, I just kind of had a low self-esteem as a teacher. Like, I didn't feel like I was very, I didn't really have confidence. And then doing one-on-one training, I thought was only for, like, real professional trainers. Uh-huh. But once I did that this past year, it was so cool because all of that just kicked in. Mm-hmm. When, you know what I mean? When I don't know, I was so nervous, but I was like, wait, I've been doing this for a year. And I felt good about it. I think I did a decent job.
Well, it's like I told you, you know, the night before you were very nervous.
Oh, I was dying.
And
I was crying.
I just reminded you to be confident because they're not asking you to go do something that you don't have experience with.
Yeah.
They're not asking you to go, you know, rebuild an engine or, you know,
right.
You've got a lot of experience in this. You've got a lot of expertise. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So just go in and be confident and have fun.
And I was so scared. But when I had those words in my head, Boo, thank you, because I was like, okay, just be confident. Just be confident. Because, yeah, you don't want to take a class from somebody that's like, I don't know, go ahead and lift your hands up. What?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just – it was neat because – and then Lois saying that to me in the beginning of – just be yourself. Just don't, because, you know, you can get caught up trying to do other people's Silver Sneaker routine. Here's the syllabus, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, wait, no, that's not me. Mm-hmm. I have to do a good job, but make it with a catered twist. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really fun. And it was just, it made me feel so good because I think with anxiety, I have so much of it. And in my head, I could get lost and worst case scenario it. And I mean, there was a moment before the day before I was like, maybe I should just cancel and whatever. And I was like, no, Katie, don't cancel. You did this. You can do this. And I showed up and I did it, even though I was scared shitless. Mm-hmm. And that just, and I survived and
absolutely.
I did a good job.
Yeah.
And so when I just have to remind myself of that, when I get so anxious and scared of stuff, because it's like, no, you just prepare yourself and put yourself out there. And then if it doesn't go great, You live through it and you do it again, you know? So, life lessons with Katie.
When you're prepared, I always equate it to like baseball. Like, I don't know, when I played baseball, I wasn't great, but I was good. But you want that next at bat. Like, put me in, coach. I got this. Let me swing the bat. As opposed to someone who's never, now, I don't want to go into a field hockey game because I've never played field hockey.
Yeah.
But like, oh, okay, I'm a baseball player. B, there's a game going on. Yeah, I'm ready to bat, coach. Put me in.
Yeah.
Like, let me go take my hacks and see what I can do.
Yeah.
So when you're prepared and you're you've got some skill or talent mm-hmm. in that field, like, yeah, let's go swing the bat and see what happens.
Well, and it's all, yeah. And it's, I think, so neat because I think women, especially, we, I don't know what the statistic is. I know it's crazy, but a lot of women who are overqualified for jobs don't go for it mm-hmm. because they're like, oh, I don't have enough. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we never feel ready. And guys are absolutely a lot of the, in the statistic, mm-hmm. are underqualified and go for the same jobs and end up getting them because they put themselves out there. And then they just kind of figure it out. Well, ladies, come on. We're okay.
I've never really thought about that, but
yeah.
I know a million cocky dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever met a cocky woman. I mean, I don't want that to sound sexist, but like what I mean is confidence and arrogance and cockiness, is that inherently a male trait?
I think you, no, maybe from my, when I heard that statistic, I was like, oh, yeah, of course, because we're always, I don't know. Our society is just kind of like, oh, you're not ready.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not pretty enough. Oh, you're not skinny enough. Oh, your skin's gross. Oh, everything. You know what I mean? We just are trying to live up to this perfect image, right? And guys are kind of told, yeah, you're awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying guys don't struggle with that either. And I'm not saying marketing doesn't do the same thing with men.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different confidence. You guys get that room mm-hmm. to be like, go ahead, give it a shot.
Yeah.
And girls are like, oh, you better be fucking ready.
Yeah.
And perfect at this job because this is your one shot. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, get out of here.
Huh.
So we don't really get to do the reps.
Yeah.
And we don't really get grace. I'm not going to say all over the board. I'm not going to, you know, but from that just made a lot of sense to me because I never feel ready. I remember starting acting and in Groundlings, I remember being like, I'm not good enough and stuff. I was just as good. Looking back, I'm like, God damn, younger Katie, why didn't I just take a second? But I had so much anxiety and I just didn't think I was good enough. And I was a forever student because I thought, okay, I'll just take so many classes and then I'll be ready.
Hmm.
And guess what? We're never ready.
Yeah.
You're never ready for the next thing. You're always going to be nervous, but you just have to have confidence. And when you say that to me, it's like, okay, be confident. It's so hard for me even now because it's instilled in me to just kind of be quiet and small in the corner. I mean, mm-hmm. But that's not who I am. And so it's just been a really cool, challenging thing to be like, wait a minute. No, I am a strong person and I am smart and I can do this. And hey, if I mess up, I mess up and I'll learn and I'll keep going.
Absolutely.
And coming in with that kind of attitude, instead of, oh my gosh, I'm going to fail, which I've done at so many jobs and that's why I've quit so many. And I just didn't give myself a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just such a neat thing. And I appreciate you so much, Boo, because I know it's so silly because it's just, oh, you did a Silver Sneakers class. But for me, this was big. And and you reminded me, like, you're good. You could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody believes in you, it's like the best feeling in the whole world. And I don't know. I really appreciate that.
Well, I'm real proud of you, Boo. I think
thanks,
that's awesome. And
thanks, Boo. Thanks.
I think anytime anyone is doing anything that, I don't know how to phrase this, but like, this has been kind of a goal of yours.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just a job, and not dissing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all had jobs. We've all had jobs that we don't necessarily give a shit about, but, you know, I need this to pay the rent. But anytime you're doing something that you have an interest in or you have a talent for or a knack for, that's the best.
Like, and you can
whatever
see it.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's easy for me to say this, like, as a comedian or whatever, but, like, whatever it is, whatever you're into, when you pursue that, like, kudos.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's a good thing.
Life's too short. And again, I know we all need to pay the rent and pay the bills, but life's too short to spend 40, 50 hours a week doing something you don't give a shit about. You know, ideally, and again, I understand some people, you just got to take what you can take because you got responsibilities and bills or whatnot. But if ever you can get to that point where, like, oh, I'm doing something that I enjoy or something mm-hmm. I have a passion for, even not a passion, but just an interest in, that is so much, you're so much further along than the average person who's just punching a clock doing something they don't care about. So,
yeah.
like, the fact that you, you know, I equate it to this. One of my favorite quotes of all time, obviously big baseball fan, huge Pete Rose fan. Some, if you don't know baseball, you probably don't know who Pete Rose is. And if you do know baseball, you know his scandal. He got banned from baseball for betting. He had a gambling issue. Aww. Anyway.
Who amongst us?
I always, when I was a little kid, I heard this quote, and it pertains to me now with comedy. But he said, I can't believe, no, other than the monetary figure I'm about to throw out, that does not pertain to me. But he said, I can't believe they pay me millions of dollars to do something I would gladly do for free. You think about that.
I love that. Like, yeah.
That, and to me, that's a good measuring stick for your career or your employment or whatever. Like, and comedy is that way for me. Would you do it for free? Mm-hmm. Comedy? Yeah. And mm-hmm. I have done it for free yeah. for years. Yeah. I've done more free shows than I've had paid shows, even after all these years. But my point is, like, ask the average person working wherever, hey, would you do that job for free? Hell no. I'm only doing this because I need the money. I got to pay my bills. But comedy or fitness or whatever it is yeah. that you're into,
yeah.
if you would do it for free, then you're already winning. I'm getting paid to do something I have done and would gladly do for free. That just seems like a bonus.
And I think I love that so much. Mm-hmm. And I also think when you're in that in-between phase of having a job that maybe isn't necessarily your dream job and it's just paying the bills, you're still in that place for a reason. And so there is that. One of my favorite quotes is Abe Lincoln, which is, whatever you are, be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's like, you're there. I mean, I met you at Spitz at a restaurant job that I barely got out of bed for because I was so depressed. And I was like, I need to have a job. And listen, it was, you know, that was a learning experience. But I showed up. I did my job. And I met some of the greatest people I've ever known mm-hmm. and my boo. So how awesome. But if you're in this place, I think it's easy when we're younger to be like, okay, I just want to get here and mm-hmm. then I'll be happy, or here, then I'll be happy. And yes, of course, this isn't your dream job working at a Chick-fil-A or whatever the hell. However, guess what? Everyone around you, it's probably not their dream job either. And mm-hmm. maybe you're there for a reason. Mm-hmm. So why not make it good?
Yeah.
You know? It's that song, Love the One You're With. Like, you're there. Okay, let's do our best. And then, like, you know, reflect after. Don't just try to survive. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I have this job. What am I good at in this job that I think, okay, maybe, oh, I really like talking to customers, or I really like doing this, or mm-hmm. whatever. Take those little pieces, and those are going to be the puzzle to your career. You're going to take those little things, and it's all going to magically come together, I promise you, because listen, I got fired from a fish house for not doing the test right, like, because I had so much anxiety, and I was devastated, and I remember crying, and it's like, yeah, but I wasn't prepared, mm-hmm. but I didn't really take it seriously, I thought I was too good for it, mm-hmm. and it's like, no, that could have been a really fine job, to be honest, and I don't know, I think give yourself credit, and give the people around you credit, because treat people how you want to be treated, and it's going to be a good experience. I really believe that. I don't know.
I think it's great, Boo.
Yeah.
I think you're such a perfect fit.
It was so much fun. And it was so neat to just be able to see people that aren't, like, paid attention to. I just hate when people talk down to older people or when people ignore older people. Mm-hmm. And I know I make fun of my dad, but like seeing my mom in that rehab center and seeing how people, we live in a society that does not appreciate age. Mm-hmm. In Italy, in any other, like another country, people that are older are celebrated and there's a respect. Mm-hmm. There is a, okay, yes, I see you. And here it is like you are just discarded and put in a place where you wouldn't put your pet probably. Mm-hmm. Like these rehab facilities and all, you know, old people's homes. And I understand, look, you're the people in your family that are older. This is a whole different rant, guys. Sorry. But it's set up in a way where we're not supposed to respect old people. And that's how we've set up our healthcare system. Mm-hmm. And I just, I love that for that 45 minutes, I get to make, I kept saying, it's not about me. I don't care if I look like a weirdo, just, and if you have a problem, I looked at every single person in the eye. Mm-hmm. I was with them. And it is like a stand-up comedy experience of like, no, I see you. Mm-hmm. And I think you're doing really great. And it felt awesome.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it was a pretty good little Monday.
But no, that's a great point. Like, I always love that. You ever heard that quote? I don't know who said this originally, but youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm guilty of it too.
Me
you
too.
Know, with my family and, you know, but the irony is, you know, older people, I don't know, everything in our society is so geared towards young people. Even now, I feel aged out.
Oh, I'm aged out, 100%.
Like, I remember when I was in radio, it's the first time I learned this, but they were talking about, and this goes for radio, it goes for television, most advertisers are targeting 18 to 24.
Yeah.
Like, 18, because they don't make the most money, but they have the most disposable income. They got the least responsibility, so they can afford to buy, you know, hamburgers and albums mm-hmm. and whatever. But just, and the irony is, like, old people, older people, there's no substitute for experience. And I don't even necessarily mean in a specific field, but just life experience. Like, your average 75-year-old taking a fitness class at the YMCA, they've got boatloads of experience mm-hmm. and knowledge and wisdom that, you know, like,
and they know themselves really well, and they will let you know, hey, mm-hmm. this is what's going on. And I love, there is just this, I don't give a crap
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to, and that's what I love about it. And that's what we love about all of our goats, if you will. We love the, I don't give a crap attitude. This is who I am. Mm-hmm. And look at what I can do.
Yeah.
And what's great about that is, look around you, because there are people that are around you that just need somebody to say, hey, mm-hmm. like, I see you and you're doing great. And hey, how about this or whatever? Like, if you're in a management position or whatever, there are little weirdos that are probably introverts that are hiding or, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard to see people. And I just think we all can do it. And I need to work on it every single day, because I could get so self-involved and so wrapped up in my own crap mm-hmm. that it's like, wait, no, just like, and it's not my job to be the policeman mm-hmm. of the world, but it's good to open your eyes and just be present and notice, oh, okay. I think older people are amazing and they're so hard on themselves. I mean, I kept saying, like, calm down. You're okay.
yeah.
You don't have to lift 50 pounds. Yeah. You're older. That's okay.
Yeah.
Why, you know, we're all so hard on ourselves because we aren't, not everybody is 18 to 24
mm-hmm.
because that's the, you know, all the commercials and all the demographics, like you said, it's like, oh, flashy cars, and look how everybody's young, and look, blah, 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 and everyone's cool with a Land Rover. And then when you're in your 30s, you're supposed to have a Golden Retriever and a Jeep. And when you're in your 40s, you're supposed to have kids go to USC. And you know what I mean? It's just like, it's such marketing tools
mm-hmm.
where it's like, no, we're all these weirdos that are interesting little butterflies that are all just supposed to exist together and do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the irony is, like, yeah, everybody, you know, yearns for the days of yore when you were young and what.
Oh, not me.
Young people, I mean, with all due respect, young people don't know shit.
We're the worst.
I think about myself.
Just kidding, guys.
I think about myself when I was young and just, you know, I was cocky and I was sure of myself. And I look back and I'm like, you didn't know shit about shit.
You didn't know S about F.
Yeah.
Am
like,
right?
And that's, to me, that's the irony of, like, the young, and not being a reverse ageist. Like, you know, I never want to be one of these people that, you know, looks down on young people. But if we're being honest, your average 19-year-old doesn't know shit about anything.
No.
You know, but yet that's, everybody, you know, yearns to be young again. And we kind of put youth on a pedestal. But, like, if I'm at a party, I'd much rather talk to the 75-year-old than the 19-year-old.
Oh, 100%.
They have much better stories.
Yeah.
Much better insight.
Yeah.
Experience.
Sometimes I think what I'm trying to learn is listening People just want to be heard. Mm-hmm. And sometimes listening is the greatest gift you could ever do. And actually being, okay, wait, oh, I'm sorry, what's your name? Oh, okay. Wait, what's going on? Why? Just invest, being almost a journalist in your life. Because that's where you're going to learn and grow. And I don't know. I always thought I had to take over a room, and I still struggle with it. Like, just nervous energy and talking a bunch and, ooh, it's about me and let me perform. And it's like, no, it's not. It's not. It's about, okay, I'm in this experience. I'm here. And let me learn about, oh, it's someone's birthday. This is somebody else's birthday. I don't really know. Let me meet their friends. Okay. Let me just kind of take a back seat because this isn't about me tonight or whatever. I don't know. Now I'm just rambling, but you're welcome. You're welcome, America. I keep saying America.
I get it, Boo. Well, that's awesome, Boo. I think that's wonderful. I can't wait to see what's around the corner for you.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have so many. Oh, the themed classes. And I'm going to introduce these loveys to Rihanna because I think it'll change their life. It will change their life.
In other news, we've made some progress this week on the wedding.
Hell yeah, man.
We talked previously about how we locked down a venue, and that's great. We locked down some catering this week.
Yes!
Yeah, very excited about the catering. You know, we were toying with the idea of maybe getting a taco truck or the In-N-Out truck or whatever, but you had an old buddy step up and reach out and offer to cater us. And I did a little research on him, looked at some of his stuff, and the dude and we had a nice talk. I wasn't trying to be too, putting him through the paces, but, you know, just...
Well, this is your... No, food is important. Mm-hmm. You're a foodie.
Yeah, and...
And he's a foodie, too. And he's an amazing chef.
He knows his stuff.
Travis Taylor.
Yeah, shout out to Travis Taylor.
Travy!
Tailored Events, TAYLORDEVENTS, tailoredevents.net is where you can reach him. And I'm assuming just, you know, services Southern California area. But, dude, we had a long talk, really detailed about the menus, and we're going to use them both nights. So the wedding is Saturday, but Friday, not this Saturday, but just on a Saturday. And then the night before on Friday, we're going to have not necessarily a rehearsal dinner because we're not really doing the traditional, you know, you're not going to have a fleet of bridesmaids.
No.
I'm gonna have a best man, but that's about it.
Yeah, and I have a best woman.
So, you know, not a lot to rehearse in that regard, but just kind of a pre-wedding party on Friday night. So that we've kind of decided for Italian.
Yes.
Gonna do a big Italian spread.
Ooh,
and
girl.
Travis, he really helped us in this regard because you and I were kind of debating. You didn't necessarily want buffet style. And I thought, like, table service, like classic waiter service style might be a little much and a little pretentious. And I didn't even think about this, but he was like, family style.
Yeah.
We bring out, you know, a huge, you know, portion of this, a huge portion of that, and set it on the table. And everybody just kind of grabs what you want, passes it down. So we're doing a big family style Italian spread on Friday night.
Yes.
And then after the wedding on Saturday night, we're doing a big family style barbecue / Southern meal.
Ooh.
And he's doing the whole thing. I was like, man, you smoke your meat, right? That was probably my first question. But yeah, he knows what he's talking about. Legit barbecue. He's gonna do us some brisket. He's gonna do us some pulled pork. Gonna do some ribs. Probably some smoked chicken. Then we're gonna have a whole bunch of sides, collard greens,
bread. I can't wait for
cornbread.
Cornbread,
collard greens, fried okra. I was a little hesitant to even ask fried okra because I just coming from the South out here. I you don't find much good fried okra on the West Coast, and I've met a lot of people don't even know what the hell it is. But he's like, oh, absolutely, I do fried okra.
Aww.
He does collard greens. We're gonna do like mac and cheese. We're gonna do like a broccoli cheese casserole, cornbread. Oh boy. Multiple barbecue sauces. Going to do like a South Carolina mustard sauce. We're going to do like a kind of a sweet sauce. Oh, I'm so excited.
He is a fantastic chef. I remember when he was going to culinary school, and he also was doing stand-up at the time. I don't know if he's still doing stand-up, but he's one of the funniest, smartest people ever. He's just a doll. And the fact that he reached out, it's just meant to be as in, Yiddish, that is beshert.
Okay.
That means meant to be.
Meant to be.
So this was meant to be.
Yeah.
It was written in the stars. So Tailored Events. Look it up, guys.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
So I think, I mean, I'm excited to marry you, but I'm also
You're more excited about the food.
I'm very excited
about
the food.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, I understand.
But yeah, and like, the Friday with the Italian, we're going to do like, he's going to do cheese plates, charcuterie plates.
I love cheese plates. Oh, the farts.
A couple of different pastas, bread. Oh, I'm so excited.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to rock. So, yeah, shout out to Tailored Events. And man, and I this is a relationship that I want to maintain moving forward.
No, same.
I want to hire him just for parties.
Oh, and what's great is Travis is such a he's such a smart person. Like he's probably in one of your a smart person club. Like what's that, Mazers or whatever?
I'm not in
Mensa. You are. You are in Mensa. You can be because of your IQ. You're in the smart people club, but he's in the smart people club too. He has like one of those IQs. It's like, oh boy, he's talking. I have to go Google everything he's saying. But yeah, and he's just so humble too. So it's just, yeah, I knew you guys would jive.
And I loved it.
I knew it.
And just logistically, it's going to be a lot easier just to deal with one person to handle both nights of food as opposed to like getting the taco truck on Friday and somebody else on Saturday. So he's going to handle the whole spread Friday and Saturday. And it's going to be
awesome.
I'm so stoked. So
awesome.
So we got the venue locked down. We got the catering locked down. We got a few other things that we're working on. We got to figure out lodging for the guest. And, you know, I think we've decided on the Krispy Kreme cake.
Heck yeah, Krispy Kreme donuts,
Instead of a traditional cake, we're just going to do a Krispy Kreme tower.
And that's really COVID safe as well. Everyone gets their own specific piece. We are doing family style diet anyway. Yeah. All right. Never mind.
But yeah, I'm just super stoked about it. We're going to have an open bar. He's going to provide us with a bartender. So we're going to go out and buy all the booze at discounted,
and weed drinks. So
BevMo or whatever.
For those of you that want to partake in
What's
that.
What's that stuff you used to drink?
Lagunitas.
Lagunitas.
What was it called? I forget. Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's what it was called.
It was kind of like a
it was basically just soda water, but in a beer can.
Weed-infused soda water.
It was amazing.
Zero calories.
Delish.
Zero calories. So open bar, Italian spread on Friday, Southern barbecue spread on Saturday.
It was delish.
I'm working on playlists.
Oh, man, guys. He's
We'll get into
it.
That next week. I got four different playlists going right now. I got a Friday night pre-party playlist. Mm-hmm. I got Saturday pre-ceremony,
mm-hmm.
so more of the softer, sweeter, sentimental, romantic stuff. I got Saturday post-ceremony, where I'm going to get a little rowdier, a little drive-by truckers, a little CCR.
Ooh, okay.
And then I also made a what I think is a pretty banging dance playlist.
Nice.
So that's you and I have never danced together. Not in public. We dance a lot at home.
Yeah. I love to dance.
So I'm gonna cut a rug.
Listen, you don't even know what's gonna come at you because guess what? It's a little bit of this.
Yeah, they can't see
it. And a little bit of that.
Yeah. I was watching Wedding Singer last night. I'm in the mood. I watched Wedding Singer last night.
Oh, my babe.
I'm not a huge fan of John Lovitz. His comedy always kind of annoyed me, but man, he crushed that role as the rival wedding singer. And then he offends them somehow when they're kind of auditioning him. Drew Barrymore's character. And I forgot what he said. He insulted Adam Sandler's character and she's like, oh, well, okay, well, you've just inspired me to hire a DJ. And he goes, well, good luck finding a DJ that can move and shake like this. And he just does this double shimmy.
The shimmy. No, and right after when Adam Sandler plays his song, the half that he was with Linda,
yes.
And then half when she broke up with him.
Put a bullet in my head.
And then John Lovitz is in the corner with the curtain.
He's losing his mind.
He's losing his mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits. And he just takes the curtain and slowly shuts it.
Man. But yes.
They were cones.
So yeah, got the playlist going. We'll get into that next week.
Man.
But yeah, nice. Things are coming together.
So thank you for the happy thoughts. And for those of you that don't do happy thoughts, thank you anyway. Because you know what? I appreciate your honesty.
What are you talking
about?
I
don't know.
Who doesn't do happy thoughts?
I don't know. It does smell.
Did we talk about that?
No, well, Cecil did.
Oh, yeah. Cecil stunk up the fridge.
There's something in the fridge, guys, and it's seeping out
of
the vent.
Like an open can of potted meat or something.
Yikes.
Yeah, he loves potted. He asked if we're going to have potted meat and Vienna sausages at the wedding. It's like, we can do better than
potted
that.
Potted meat? Yeah. Well, I might have to drink the juice or something for these stones. Who knows?
Well, Boo, good luck with the kidney stones.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to tell you to sit in a bathtub but then I forgot about our previous conversation.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. I will sit in that bathtub, and I will enjoy it, because you know what? I'm not ashamed of my bodily functions, mm-hmm. unlike some people I know.
Yeah. I'm a real prude. I don't want to sip my own piss.
Everyone does it. Everyone does it.
You're out of your mind.
Okay.
Boo, where can we find you on the gram?
KT Lowe Strandberg. Oh, I'm sorry. Put an at in front of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think that's implied. People know.
Sometimes people don't.
That's true.
55 and older, very hard.
Any word of mouth? Did you see any good movies or anything this week? Oh. Did we watch anything fun this week?
No.
I feel like we did. I can't remember.
No.
I can't keep up.
Oh, yes. I did. I'm obsessed with Ted Lasso.
Okay.
I
watched one episode. I enjoyed it.
Guys, Jason Sudeikis stars in the Apple original series, Ted Lasso. He won Best Actor. I think it was an Emmy or Golden Globe. But his character is just a delight. He is it's a fish out of water story. Mm-hmm. He's a coach that's hired in the UK. And he's a football coach, but he's, in the UK, that's soccer.
Yeah.
And he's never done it. And it's a simple, that's just the simple setup. But it has so much heart, and it's just about doing your best. And he has such a good attitude. And, I don't know. I'm just a fan. Yeah. It's a nice, you know what it is? It's like a nice warm cup of soup of a show.
Okay.
And I love a cup of soup.
Yeah.
So whatever that cup of soup is to you.
Yeah.
That's the metaphor I'm going for. But it's a great show. It's on Apple.
Right on.
Apple TV.
Right on.
You have any word of mouth, Boo?
Not really. I've just been watching a bunch of political documentaries this week. I watched the whole thing about the Kennedy dynasty.
Ooh.
The Kennedy curse.
What's the curse?
Oh, so many people in the Kennedys' family have died. Oh, tragic deaths. Did you know that
the plane crashes? A lot of planes.
Well, yeah.
John.
John Jr. died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
But obviously, John Kennedy died in an automobile incident. but did you know that they had a sister, not Kathleen, maybe. Anyway.
The one they sent away.
Well, do you know why they sent her away?
Because she was special needs.
Well,
right?
She was special needs. And at first, if I understand the story correctly, not severely, but just a little, a little deficient mentally. And
I get it.
But is it Joe, the patriarch, JFK's dad,
uh-huh.
Joe Kennedy?
They really love the J's, don't
did,
they?
They did like an experimental frontal lobotomy on her, and it took her, like I said, starting out, she had a slight deficiency, but it wasn't anything severe. After the lobotomy, it took her down to like a 5-year-old's mentality, and then they just put her in a home, and she stayed there for like 60 years until she died.
So, they put her away.
Yeah.
They literally ruined her brain and put her away.
So then Joe Jr. died in the war. JFK obviously died. RFK died. Like, just so many tragedies.
So what? Why? Who's doing it?
I don't know. That's the intriguing story.
Beyonce's behind
all of it. But yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know why. I've been on a big Kennedy kick
fun.
Lately. I also watched another documentary about JFK and Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh, girl, now you're talking my language. I'm loving that.
Marilyn Monroe's house, her Palm Springs house, by the way, is a block away from our venue.
Ooh.
And that's the house where apparently she had a fling with JFK.
Did she die there?
No, she died in her Brentwood home up in L.A.
Mm.
She had a fling with JFK, allegedly. She also, at the same time, or somewhere in that timeline, had a fling with Robert, the brother. So she's apparently hooked up with both of them. And then I think it was more, she threatened to spill the beans on the relationship, but I think it was more than that. I think she had some intel that she wasn't supposed to have. And she died, her death.
The overdose,
mysterious,
right?
Well, that's the story.
Yeah.
She OD'd on sleeping pills, but there's a lot of suspicion around her death. And maybe, if someone had her rubbed out. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. But
Marilyn. She
really,
talk about anxious. Poor baby. She had anxiety.
Deep dive into the whole Kennedy stuff this week. But, I wanted to watch this Kennedy documentary so much that I even got the Hulu free trial. We have Hulu, like the
no ads.
But no, there's a bigger one. Ooh. Where you can watch like the live Hulu stuff. Anyway, I got the free trial just to watch that, and I canceled it.
Oh, you already canceled?
Yeah.
See, I always start the free, and then I'm like, why am I on the MLB app 4 years later?
No, you gotta.
I know, $10.99 a month. No, it adds up.
You gotta remember.
You gotta
remember to cancel.
Same with self-help apps. Those are not cheap. Luminicity, I'm talking to you. All right. Golly.
Let's see. Anything to plug? I don't know.
Yeah.
What do we got to plug?
How cute you are, am I right?
I'm on Cameo.
Bathtubs.
Did a couple fun cameos this morning.
Oh, really?
Did
you yell at somebody?
No, they were sweet ones. They weren't, sometimes people ask me to roast their friends, so those are fun, where I can really, because I'm not like a mean roast comic, but yeah. I've got that in me.
You sure
I've,
do.
I've got it in me. I just
no, I've heard
not to
you. I've heard a few of your cameos, remember? And I'm like, who the hell are you talking to?
You pumpkin but pie yeah. haircutted freak. dumbdavestone.com for tour dates and cookbooks and all things Dave can be found there, dumbdavestone.com. We've got, should we go ahead and plug our show?
Yes, please. July 31st, Dave is headlining, and I am grateful to be a part of, I'm doing a little bit of a spot in Long Beach.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, I don't know where it's
wow,
at.
Wow, boo. Wow. Oh, boy.
Somewhere in Long Beach.
Google it.
Backyard show.
We're the worst.
It's the Wrigley Comedy Show.
So the Wrigley Comedy Show.
Wrigley. Yeah, I've done it before. Ironically, that was the last show I did before COVID.
Wow.
And now the first show back.
Welcome back, baby.
Yeah, and they asked me to close. You know, those shows, I don't like saying I'm headlining. I'm doing like 15, 20 minutes, but... I was like, yeah, I haven't done comedy in a year and a half. Can I just do a spot? And they're like, no, you close. You'll be fine. So, yeah, if you want to come see the train wreck that is me trying to remember how to do stand-up comedy.
And me awkwardly doing fitness moves on stage. Come on by.
Yeah, if you start bombing, you can just start,
all right,
start
everybody,
teaching a class.
Raise the roof. Stretch your arms to the sky.
But, yeah, that's July 31st. I think that's a Saturday night coming up pretty soon. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Hopefully we'll start doing more shows around town and in preparation for our October tour.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know if tickets are on sale for any of those dates, but Seattle, Portland, Eureka, Reno. So, yeah, that's where we'll be in October. So, there.
We'll see you in October. See you in October. April, May, June, July, August, November.
Is that something you just made up?
No, it's a Bob Marley song.
Oh, is it?
No, it's somebody.
Oh boy! All right, boo.
All right, boo.
Keep us keep us abreast on your kidney and urinary tract issues.
All right, everybody, take a bath. We love you.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Stonebergs podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean a lot to us if you could take a few seconds to rate and review it on iTunes. And if you don't listen to it on iTunes but still want to help out, simply tell a friend, as word of mouth is so important. Follow us on Instagram, @TheStonebergsPodcast. Follow us on Twitter, @TheStonebergs. And lastly, give us a call 24/7 and leave a voicemail at 562-548-2012. That's 562-548-2012. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.